On today's show, Tesla delivers the first Model 3s to customers. The next-gen Corvette will go into production in 2019. And a look at 100 years of Ford trucks. All that and more coming right up on Autoline Daily. This is Autoline Daily, the show for enthusiasts of the automotive industry. Earlier this month, we reported that Volkswagen is considering selling bike maker Ducati and transmission maker Renk to help pay for its diesel scandal and to fund its investment in electric vehicles. But Reuters reports this does not have the backing of its supervisory board. VW's labor leaders, which hold half the seats on the board, and the Porsche and PIEC families, who also have seats on the board, don't want to sell the brands. With VW posting strong financial earnings in the first half, its operating profit hit 9 billion euros, the union doesn't see the need to sell Ducati or Renk. And since the board needs to approve any sale, it looks like these deals are off the table for now. The Chevy Corvette is one of the most iconic vehicles in history. The seventh generation made its debut back in 2014, and now AutoForecast Solutions reports that the next-gen Corvette will go into production in May of 2019 at the company's assembly plant in Bowling Green, Kentucky. So for all you suppliers in the audience looking to bid on future product, here's a heads up when Chevy is going to redo that car. You know, as we've said, autonomy could be one of the most transformative technologies to ever hit the auto industry. And today, self-driving cars will take another historic leap forward. Two automated vehicles developed by suppliers Continental and Magna will cross an international border. The cars will enter Windsor, Ontario, through the Detroit-Windsor Tunnel, before going to Sarnia, Ontario, and return back to Michigan over the Blue Water Bridge, and will end up in Traverse City, Michigan, for the Center for Automotive Research's annual management briefing seminars. The Ontario and Michigan governments are also involved in the project. You can follow the journey on social media by using the hashtag Automated2TC. That's the number two. And speaking of MBS, John is attending that conference and will be interviewing executives from a number of automakers and suppliers. Look for that coverage on Autoline.tv starting later today. Still to come, Ford celebrates 100 years of trucks.
Autoline Daily is brought to you by Bridgestone Tires, your journey, our passion. Dow Automotive Systems, advanced materials that deliver better results. And by Lear, a global leader in automotive seating and electrical systems.
Tesla made the first deliveries of the highly coveted Model 3, which is said to have more than 500,000 pre-orders now, and we're learning more about the EV. The standard model that carries the automaker's touted $35,000 starting price has 220 miles of range and is slated to start production in November. Model 3s currently rolling off the assembly lines are long-range models with 310 miles of range and start at $41,000. Like any vehicle, options quickly pull you away from that starting price. Any color other than black is a grand. An upgraded interior is $5,000, and Autopilot will set you back another 5 G's. Now Tesla will go through what Elon Musk calls, quote, production hell for at least 6 months, maybe longer, as it tries to fill all those pre-orders and reach a manufacturing goal of 10,000 cars a week by the end of next year. Ford recently celebrated 100 years of trucks, which all started with its first purpose-built truck, the 1917 Model TT. A century later, and Ford is arguably the king of trucks. To help honor the achievement, Ford put out a 30-second video that flashes through all of the trucks it's produced throughout the years. It really is kind of cool to see them all. The video has to jump through the trucks really fast just to fit them all into 30 seconds. But it also put out a longer piece that has some really good historic video if you'd like to see that as well. Coming up next, a look at the Honda Odyssey's unique infotainment system.
Lighter, safer, stronger, quieter, and more sustainable. Tell us where you need to go, and we'll help you get there. Dow Automotive Systems. We don't succeed unless you do.
Whether it's on television, online, or through social media, AutoLine knows how to effectively get your marketing message to the people you want to reach. Contact Stacy Eamon today.
On last week's AutoLine After Hours, we were joined by Chad Harrison, the chief engineer of the new Honda Odyssey. One of the things he talked about is the minivan's unique infotainment system.
Our brand new infotainment system, which we call Display Audio, is a kind of a ground-up development for this Odyssey. So this is the first time it's applied here, and that will apply to, or the base of that will apply to future Honda models. But we wanted to make a very intuitive, smartphone-like interface that everybody can very easily understand. So we've got app tiles, customizable settings, very similar to your phone. But as you mentioned, we want to make everyone in the family happy. So we do apply for our rear entertainment system streaming capability, which can be done either by the in-car 4G LTE Wi-Fi or connected to your tethered to your smartphone. PBS Kids is one of the apps that we have back there for that. Also, we developed an app internally called Cabin Control, which allows the passengers in the rear of the car to control things like the rear HVAC, the rear entertainment system.
With an app?
With an app from your phone. So anybody that's got a phone can be given permission from the driver. So the driver can say, you can't do that. but they can control all those things, including the front audio. So rather than saying, hey, Mom, play this radio station for me, they can just play it automatically. And even look up Navi points of interest and send it to the Navi.
If you'd like to learn more about the nuts and bolts of the new Honda Odyssey, you can watch that entire show right now on Autoline.tv, or just look for it on our YouTube channel. That's it for today. Thanks for watching, and please join us again tomorrow.